What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're all doing well. It is a Friday. You're on the Carson Anderson program, the Friday before the Detroit Grand Prix. Gator, you and I are not huge racing fans. I know more about it than you do. But, you know, I had to cover that sport. And I do like the show Drive to Survive. So I can have a surface-level conversation about F1 driving and probably a very surface-level conversation about everything else. But there are motorsports guys out there, and I respect that there are listeners that know more about the topic than you and I. But I got a question for Race Guy. Race Guy, is the Detroit Grand Prix good racing? Like, do you one of the things about being a race guy is tracks are different. And so some races are just more entertaining than others. And this circuit is known for having a lot of passing opportunities. I mentioned the long straightaway, which is longer than the straightaways at Indy. So you get incredible speed. You get a chance to pass. Now, maybe not as much as Indy, because I think you have to brake so hard at the end of the straightaway compared to Indy, where you can carry speed into the corner. But there's some technical cornering. I mean, there's some things that I think would really appeal to Race Guy, but I'm not sure. And I'll give you an example of how out of touch I am with Race Guy. And there are race fans that are loyal to different sports, but I would go out to MIS when I was first working in radio and did pre-race and post-race coverages for those things. And I would go to the NASCAR races, and the place would be sold out. Tickets would be like gold. And I'd watch these races. They'd zoom around the track, and there'd be very little passing at the front. Then I'd go to an IndyCar race where drafting was so big and slingshotting was such a big – being in front was not where you wanted to be until the last, like, quarter mile, because if you're in second, you slingshot around the guy that's leading. It seemed like relatively easily, and I'm like, this race is way more exciting, and it feels like there's a tenth of as many people at it. So I'm not race guy, right? Now, given at that time, I think NASCAR was way more popular. And there might have been other things behind it. But not being race guy, I want to know, is the Detroit Grand Prix a good race? Do you like this race? It's been sold out since, you know, they moved downtown. The grandstands sell out. They got plenty of free viewing areas. And the backdrop is really cool. Like, it's really cool. You know, it's not Monaco, where a big part of just watching the race through Monaco is watching these cars at elite speeds going through this exotic European locale, but it's still a cool backdrop. So I guess I'm intrigued what Race Guy thinks of the Detroit Grand Prix. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I would imagine a big issue with is the track. It's the bumpiness of the track, but to enjoy it, I mean, I would think it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
for a lot of reasons you gave.
Yeah. But it's kind of like I want to hear from somebody that really is into racing if whether or not this track, this circuit, I am so much more interested in it just as a casual observer now that it's downtown. I've watched the last two races in their entirety. And I didn't, I mean, heck, we had two races a year out there at Belle Isle. They had, you know, one race Saturday, one race Sunday, which was kind of a weird deal.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm just intrigued to hear what Race Guy thinks of this race. And the other thing about this is on the other end of the spectrum, we have non-Race Guy. Okay. But non-Race Guy might go anyway for the party.
Yeah, well, I was curious, like, where's the best place to watch it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not really a race guy. And right now I don't have any plans to go to the Grand Prix, but I'm just curious, like, what's the best place in Detroit to watch it from? Mm-hmm. Like, is there a rooftop building that has amazing access to viewing most of the track? I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I'm curious about it. The people, now that it's a race in the city again instead of Belle Isle, I'm curious if people gotten used to it. They're like, oh, I got my spot. It's right there, either right there in Jefferson, or it's on one of the turnarounds. You want to be over here. We want to be there. Where is it?
Yeah. Well, and the thing about that is with so many free, I mean, apparently, I don't know if the free viewing areas are any good, right? If the free viewing area is a place where you're just seeing, you know, a 1/64th of a mile and they'll fly past and then you stand there for a minute and a half and then here they come again and you're not seeing anything. How's the sound effect? Sound effect a
it's
bit too
bad.
Much?
No,
should I cut back on
no,
that?
I don't think you should.
IndyCars kind of have a high-pitched squeal, so maybe that's not accurate. But anyway, if you are a non-race fan, do you go because the party is great? The Detroit Grand Prix moved downtown. 248-539-9797. You went to the one on Belle Isle before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I went to the original Formula One back in the day, Nigel Mansell, Ayrton Senna era.
Oh.
And it was really interesting, but it was kind of hard to follow. Now, given I was young, they all fly past and you can see who's in first. And then the next time we come around, you can see who's in first. And as the race goes on, they're just random cars flying past you. And we really weren't sure at the time who was leading the damn thing, but, it's a lot easier to follow now because you can just kind of check on your phone who the leader is and then be aware that everybody else is running relative to that person. But all right, let's go to Chris. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Doug. How you guys doing? Listen every day. You guys are great.
Thank you very much.
Hey, let me get you off the speakerphone here.
Hold on. Always ideal. Hey, and for anybody listening,
hold on.
Always good to get off the speakerphone before you're on the air. But
that will work.
Yeah.
All right, Harriet, is that better?
Much, yes. Go ahead.
All right, so to answer your question about the Grand Prix downtown, yes, I'm not an IndyCar fan. I'm more NASCAR.
Okay.
And they're coming in next weekend to MIS, and I'm going down to that one myself. But as far as the street racing is great racing. It does attract a lot of more non-race fans than not, because of the, like you said, the tight corners, the multiple passing opportunities. Plus, this one is the only one that has double pit lane downtown.
Which is what? It's one on either side, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're pitting because they don't have the length to put a normal pit road down there. So they've got to split it up in half and they go on either side.
Right.
So...
you're primarily a NASCAR fan that enjoys this race.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good to know. And so in NASCAR, there's Watkins Glen, there's Sonoma, which are road courses, and then are they still running Chicago? Is that happening again?
Yes, that is happening this year. So yeah, this is the third year NASCAR is going on the streets. I'd like to see them bring it here, but it may not happen, you know, but the fact that they are on, and plus now NASCAR is also going over to Mexico City next, after they leave here in Michigan in 2 weeks. That's the first time they're going out outside the country to race on, and they've added a lot more road courses to their schedule.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, because I watched that Chicago thing again, the same reason for Detroit. The backdrop is cool. 248-539-9797. Race guy, do you like this race in Detroit? Is it a good watch? Is it what you want? Or I know some people, I don't know, is it a gimmick? What do you make of the Detroit Grand Prix? Greg in Commerce, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
All right.
So I was telling a call screener that I was in and around Formula One in its inception in the 80s. My sister's husband was a sponsor for the engine components. But I can tell you the arrogance of the difference between the Formula One drivers and the Indy drivers. The first year race winner was Dr. Jonathan Palmer from Australia. And after the race, I asked him what he thought of the course. He goes, well, I think, it's a little bumpy, but I think this one building should come down. And they said, oh, which one's that? And he pointed at it. It was Cobo Hall. He wanted Cobo Hall taken down because he don't like it being
down. I mean, there is a large Real Housewives element to F1. I mean, there is no question about that.
Big time. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all I had to say, guys.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. Hey, baseball's back in the D, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host all of your Detroit baseball watching parties. Starting this season with the way they ended last year, there's a lot to be chesty about. Solid pitching, solid hitting. This team is entertaining to watch. Why go to Twin Peaks for baseball? Why not? For starters, each lodge boasts over 50 TVs, so you'll never miss any of the strikeout, stolen bases, or grand slams. Each lodge has upgraded their entertainment packages, boasting numerous 98-inch TVs for your viewing pleasure. Pair all that with the coldest draft beer in the country, poured at a teeth-chattering 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for over 6 hours. They also feature an extensive bar with all your favorite high-end bourbons, tequilas, and craft cocktails. Shot specials like the $4 Jack Daniel's flavor, Screwball, Jose Cuervo, Devil's Reserve. There are many options to choose from to jumpstart your evening. And you don't want to drink on an empty stomach, do you? The cooks are in there daily at 7 a.m. to prepare tons of scratch-made favorites like the house-smoked brisket, the ribs, the wings, the hand-cut New York strips. I like the Chipotle chicken. It's the ultimate man cave experience. Come see the difference this weekend for the Champions League final on Saturday. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. The most annoying player in the NBA playoffs is Jalen Brunson, but somebody else is very annoying, and we will give you the most annoying stat about said player.
Oh.
Coming up today at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Talking to Race Guy right now. Race Guy, tell us what you think of the Detroit Grand Prix. Is this great racing? Is this, this is a great stop. This is good theater, or maybe you think it's a gimmick. I don't know. I don't know what Race Guy looks for. You and I are admittedly not Race Guy, but are happy to have an event in downtown Detroit. And for those that aren't Race Guy, in fact, just the opposite. Are you not Race Guy, but you go anyway because it's a fun party? 248-539-9797. And also, just in case, where's the party at? Where's the party? Where's the best party and the best place to watch? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Mike here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks so much. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Great.
I've been going downtown to the Grand Prix since I was a kid when it was downtown, and then on to Belle Isle. Mm-hmm. I'm headed there right now, and I'll be there all weekend.
Sweet.
I'm more of an F1 guy, an Indy guy, than NASCAR. I was just going to help out with, some of the viewing areas. There are some great areas like the Franklin Garage right off behind Woodbridge there. And they have rooftop viewing where they've got TVs and concessions, and you can see the double pit below, as well as a couple corners. And racing on these street tracks is tough because you're not seeing the whole thing like an oval, but seeing these guys run so fast, and there's racing all day for 3 days straight, starting, this morning. So yeah, there's a party going on in a lot of different hospitality areas for businesses too, but as a regular fan, there's grandstand tickets and rooftop tickets that are great viewing areas.
So that's not a free area, but it's a good viewing area, huh?
Yeah, and nearby you've got free areas if you want to see the tops of the cars roll by. I mean, I've even been on a boat on Belle Isle and seen the tops of the cars. It's more kind of, I guess, the atmosphere.
Yeah, cool. Hey, thanks for the intel, Mike. 248-539-9797. Jim is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jim?
Well, I've been a race car fan since they came in downtown Detroit. F1 is snob racing. Whoever qualifies, that's how they're going to win. Very little passing. It's a party first, a race maybe, and a party after. You have free viewing in some of the garages. The viewing areas there are on the corners where they have to slow down, pile up, run into each other. You've got more free area there than you do in any sport ever. There's over 50%.
Okay, hold on, Jim. Let me stop you. You mean free viewing areas?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And the Sunday is sold out. I was at the press party yesterday that Roger Penske puts on. I'm with Detroit Sports Media. It's the Detroit Sports Broadcaster. We're down there. They bring in all these small little businesses from Detroit, and they put them in down there with areas that they can sell their goods, show them off. We give them all kinds of things. You go to Detroit Partnership. They do more downtown Detroit Partnership with Eric Larson and Roger Penske has turned this into a world-class event, and it's coming out of their pocket. The money it brings in is unbelievable. They'll bring in $100 million to the city.
That's cool. And thank you for the intel on that. 248-539-9797. Feedback. The backdrop of Detroit and Long Beach is fantastic, but street courses suck. It's follow the leader, no passing. Even Monaco has become boring racing. I've not known Monaco to be anything but follow the leader, but plenty of good spots to watch the Grand Prix. Yes, they only go by for a split second, but the sight lines are great. There are monitors around, too. Another one here. Unfortunately, NASCAR died with Dale. I can't wait for this race as a local Detroit race guy. Very cool race. Not even close to Detroit Grand Prix is the racing equivalent of those electric slot cars you played with as a kid. That's from John in Lake Orion. Yeah, I mean, I'm always intrigued, and apparently race guy doesn't love it. That race guy doesn't love it.
No, that race guy doesn't love it. No.
Why don't we embrace Metro Detroit Racing? I say we make them go through 696, but don't tell them there's no 696 right now. And then all of a sudden they see a sign, detour. Yeah. What is this?
I think it'll be awesome.
To go authentic Detroit racing?
Yes.
Yeah. Michigan lefts?
Yes.
You got to make the Michigan left.
Got to turn around. Yeah. Wait,
hairpin.
Make the complete stop because it's a stop sign in those turns.
Then a random roundabout.
Yep.
Where someone in the roundabout doesn't know how to use it.
Oh, yes.
Good luck with that, Lando. Good luck with that, Lando.
Lando's F1, but sure. Yeah, I got it.
Whatever, Doug.
I love it.
I'm sure there's a Lando at the Grand Prix.
There probably is a Lando.
Can you imagine not having any idea there's like a detour and you're on 696 and next thing you know, you're heading down you're forced out onto the lodge. Like, what just happened? Where am I going? How do I get back on track? How do I get back? Oh, I got to follow the detours. Is the Davison? Do I want it? The Davison? Yep. Do I want to do that? Or am I going to go all the way downtown?
Dude, the race course, you accidentally end up in Canada. How'd I do
that's
this?
That's what I'm saying. Alistair. He takes the bridge?
I was supposed to go to Mexican Village.
Yeah.
What? I missed a turn. Now I'm on the bridge. Oh, no.
Do I have my passport?
Do I have the enhanced license?
Yeah, real ID.
What am I going to do? They're going to force me back?
See the
Do
driver.
I declare something?
They're all picking which line they think is going to go fast.
Yeah. Yes!
Oh, crap. I went to the French-speaking line. No. I don't know. No parlez vous français.
They get into Canada, and all of a sudden, they're going in kilometers per hour.
What the hell just happened?
Do I stop at duty-free?
Right. What am I supposed to declare? You know, do I want to hit the casino? Is that smoke-free? Awesome.
They got the mirror on a stick underneath their car. You get stuck behind a casino bus.
See, that's real Detroit.
That's real Detroit. That's how they should do this.
Massive potholes that you have to avoid.
Yeah, make it bumpier.
Yes, bumpier.
They complain it's bumpy.
Why are we kowtowing to these people?
Yeah.
To the elites.
Oh, perfect.
Where's that Netflix series?
Yeah, this is the real Detroit Grand Prix.
I like it.
Hysterical.
I thought that Detroit sign would be nicer.
It's not as big as I thought.
Yeah.
What is that, a football? Is that the hell that's supposed to be? I don't know.
That's great. Sure. Sure, let's make it really Detroit. Who's Jemana Kairouz? Why do I keep seeing her picture?
Cannabis. What?
Another dispensary?
Here we go. What? Weed. Right at the same time, go to the same underpass. Weed, weed, weed.
And then have the final lap happen when everyone's exiting Comerica Park after a Tigers game.
Yes.
Good luck.
Next thing you know, you're on back streets.
I was supposed to get Coney's. Do I go to Lafayette or do I go American? What am I supposed to do? What's this, Kirby's? Awesome.
The real Detroit Grand Prix. I like it, Kang. Great idea.
Get directions from a guy in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Dude playing drums on upside down buckets. They go right past that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this can only happen on a day game at Comerica Park while we're doing the broadcast.
Yeah, right? They get their wheels caught in the people mover or the queue line tracks. Yep. Kind of leads to some rubbing. You never know.
Rubbing's racing.
Yep. All right, well, thank you for all your calls, and I hope everybody enjoys the Detroit Grand Prix. 248-539-9797. OTAs underway for the Lions. Gator, is there a storyline or two that piques your interest? Because I think we're going to start to get some feedback today as Dan Campbell is meeting with the media at this hour. What is the most interesting thing you hope to get out of him? Because we'll start to hear what he's saying very soon.
I think really it's I want to hear about the development and the competition that's going on with the offensive line. You know, is Christian Mahogany, is he definitely going to be a starter here? Is Tate Ratledge, is he going to be competing for this, for a starting job? How does Glasgow fit in there? Giovanni Manu, how has he developed? I mean, lots of reports, and he's just a beast now in the offseason. He's really worked at it, and he's, you know, working alongside Penei Sewell and wants to be like Penei Sewell. All this, to me, it's the offensive line, because I think the future of this team, to keep this window of opportunity to win, to keep that window open, it's about the offensive line, because we don't know how many more years Frank Ragnow is going to play in the league. We don't know how many more years that Taylor Decker is going to play. So you start thinking about the next guys, and are these guys ready to take a step?
Don't forget Miles Frazier, too, fifth-round pick out of LSU, which is I was looking at a list. I think The Athletic put it out. It was day three guys that can make an impact as rookies. One Lion made it. It was Miles Frazier. I think the storyline I'd like to hear about is I want to know where everybody's at the other edge rusher. Where's Davenport with his health? Where's Pascal? How is he shaping up? Is the Hassassin impressed you in the early going? Because I think one of the most intriguing things that happened with Detroit is we came out with one of the most coveted things that everybody in the league is after, and the fans want another one. And I'd just like to hear that the guy on the opposite side's good. I think it's reasonable to have that kind of expectation. So an update on what's going on over there would be, I think it would be a good thing. We will start hearing some of the trickle out as Dan Campbell's meeting with the media at this hour. In the meantime, he's not the most annoying player in the postseason, but he probably has the most annoying stat. We will get to that at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tigers get back at it tonight in Kansas City. Casey Mize going for the Tigers. But speaking of which, real quick, so they call up is Dylan Smith, the reliever.
Yep.
They're really excited about.
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but that corresponding move, right?
Well, there has to be a corresponding move, yeah. I mean, he gets to go on the roster because they had a space on the 40-man roster. But somebody has to leave the active roster. So that'll happen before tonight's game. I would imagine it's going to be a pitcher. Maybe it's a Brebbia, something like that. I don't think it's going to be anything that rocks our world here.
Yeah, I don't want. Just, well,
the bullpen has been at times has been great, but there are some holes in there. And this guy coming in would give them another player, another pitcher that just brings gas. He throws 96 to 98 with a fastball. He has 32 strikeouts in 21 innings between AA and AAA this year. He's a former starter, but he's battled through injuries the last couple of years. So now he's coming out of the bullpen, and this year he's really pitched well in that role. And, yeah, I think to find another guy who can throw high 90s and get swings and misses, which is really what he does, gets a ton of swing and miss, that'd be a welcomed addition to the bullpen.
So, you know, every once in a while, I get the in the back of my mind feeling. I have found the radio silence on Job's last outing to be weird.
Yeah.
He wasn't made available, which, look, for the beat writers covering the team, that's unusual. After his last outing, his velocity was down. The fact that there's really, I haven't seen much said about him. Maybe I missed it. Have you seen any reporting on Job?
No.
Is he possibly going to get sent down?
I don't think so.
I always get worried. I think just about everybody gets worried when velocity drops.
Well, yeah, because it was a mile and a half velocity difference or something like that on his fastball.
Yep.
Put it this way. When it comes to Job, I don't have any problem with how they're going to handle him because you know they're going to be careful with him regardless. He's limited in how many pitches he's going to throw. So let's just say for the sake of argument that they place him on the 15-day IL.
They just did.
Did they?
Hold on. I guess I don't know if there's a credible site.
I was going to say, just for the sake of argument, if they were to place him on the 15-day IL, all that means is that it's 2 weeks where he's not accumulating innings. He's going to be missing time throughout the season because they're going to skip him in starts to make sure that he can stay as fresh as possible. So I'm not worried about it unless it's like a legitimate, it's an arm strain. He's going to miss the next 6 weeks. We're going to reevaluate him. Then I'll get concerned. But for this right now, if that were to be the case, that's not going to bother me too much.
Yeah, it's just speculation that Joe might be placed on the injured list. So I don't know.
But it would explain some things.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what goes on here with him. But we will follow it. Lynn Henning tweeted out 2 days ago after the start, AJ Hinch with a postgame assessment of Jackson Jobe that more than implies Jobe is destined for some Toledo fine-tuning once Alex Cobb is ready, which definitely would make some sense. Then somebody responds to him about Scherzer. When he got sent back down, he said, Scherzer indeed has been in mind as this plays out. Good call. Scherzer was farther along, but still simply needed some tweaks in Toledo. Also, to be a factoid, simply from MLB's practical considerations, is this about Jobe. 22 days of being optioned to AAA in 2025 allows the Tigers to keep him for another year ahead of free agency. They'll tell you probably winning now is the goal, but still. Yeah, okay. I mean, that does play a role. They're trying to win now, but is that a deciding factor? I hope not, but it could be.
Well, I mean, he has to do his part, and he's got to pitch well.
Yep.
And the last outing was not a great outing for him. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. So, again, they're going to be careful with his innings.
Yeah. All right. So, Gator, do you remember during the Pistons-Knicks series, Kang revealed a deep disdain he had for a Knick player that most people were unaware of?
Cameron Payne.
Yeah.
Cam Payne.
And campaign isn't new to the NBA. For people who missed it, Kang, tell why you couldn't stand Cameron Payne.
Yeah, I've never been able to stand this guy. Every team that he's on, he's like one of the worst players on the team, like the 10th, 11th, 12th man, and that's fine. There's a role for those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took his role to another level. He would do these corny, terrible dances and handshakes with star players on the team, probably just to get on their good side or whatever, and he would just annoy the crap out of me. On top of that, on the court, he's got a funky style that I can't... It's like a herky-jerky, weird left-handed shot-putting, cross-his-body slingshot.
Oh.
Everything about
wrap
him just,
around.
Yeah, just bothered me, and he's been doing this ever since he's been in the league, and he's been on like four or five teams. Every time he's on a different team, he does the same thing.
So... You know, then I watched him and I'm like, oh my God, Kang is so right. This guy wants everyone to know he's an essential part of the team.
When he's not.
And here's some evidence to support that he's not. The Knicks, when they played the Pistons in game one, Cameron Payne came off the bench and scored 14 points. Do you know how many points he scored in the 13 games since?
45.
16.
Wow.
So he scored 14 in game one against the Pistons.
They needed him in game one.
He has scored 16 since.
I just couldn't believe this was the guy that was doing it to us at that time because I know he's not good.
Right.
And he proved to me the rest of the playoffs so far. Not good.
Not essential.
Last three games, I believe DNP, coach's decision. Maybe even player's decision. They're like, dude, we don't want you on the court. But
so he didn't get that note from Congress allowing him to be an essential performer during COVID. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Non-essential.
No.
He is non-essential.
Non-essential.
But he was irritating against us.
It was a barrage. Remember, it was like a 3-minute span. This guy couldn't miss. Mm-hmm. He was causing turnovers, finding open teammates.
Yeah.
Annoying dances. Everyone look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm him. I'm here.
He had 2 points in the Boston series.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
And he's only played in 2 games against Indiana, and he's got 6 points in that.
The Knicks aren't going to come back and win this series, are they?
Well, if they do, he'll let you know about it.
Yeah.
And how important he was.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could stomach the Knicks coming back and winning this series. Last night, I'm watching it, and I'm authentic. I'm rooting against the Knicks, not so much rooting against the Pacers. I'm trying to do Gator's mind trick where I can compartmentalize that there's just a loser on the floor. There's not a winner, but the Knicks did not lose. And they really kind of just roared out to a big first half lead, and it never got that close after that. But, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is such a force. He is such a force. Hard to stop. I don't know how he gets a shot off because he has no lift. I mean, I get that he's big.
That's why.
But it feels like he does a really good job of getting into the lane. They got people draped all over him, and he shoots from somewhat west of his own body. Like, he gets his arms way out to the side, and he's really effective.
Well, when he shoots in the outside, it's because he launches the shot well before anybody decides to come on and cover him. Like, he doesn't care about taking a 30-foot three-point shot.
Nope.
And it's a line drive. And it looks weird, 100%. Mm-hmm. But he's done an amazing job of changing the narrative about Karl Anthony Towns as an NBA player.
Yep.
He is absolutely a force. 24 points and 13 boards last night. He's been very good.
What was he from the floor?
Playoffs. He was 10 of 20.
I would have thought it was better than that. Maybe it was when I was watching, he was making everything.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's kind of interesting today that the whole thought process is, did the Knicks figure out a way to stop Halliburton? Well, they did last night, but he only took 7 shots in the game last night, and he made 2 of them. I don't think anybody was really involved on Indiana. They got down early and, you know, just didn't seem to, I mean, they made some comebacks. When you get down by 22, you cut it to like 10 or whatever, and then somebody hits a 3-point shot. It's just a kick in the balls. You're done with it. And they just want to, you know, move past. Let's get to the next game. We'll come back home and we'll take care of business at home, which is exactly what's going to happen. You haven't solved Halliburton. They didn't care last night.
Which is weird.
Gator, I don't know about you because you're kind of like this, but for me, it's this series and watching the Knicks continue on the playoffs, it's made me, I can't stand Celebrity Row. Like, I cannot stand, like,
really?
Yeah, these people, like, I didn't really care for or care, not even didn't like before. Now I'm, like, starting to not like them. Like, I don't like Law & Order SVU anymore. Like, enough!
Listen, if anybody can get on board with you on this, it's me.
I'm like, all right. Why? I didn't care before. Now I do.
Who are they showing from Law & Order SVU?
Mariska or...
Oh, Hargitay?
You know, yeah, uh-huh. And then the blonde lady, too. I don't know her name, but they were both there last night, and someone said, when you finally solved the crime, and they show them, I'm like, okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Like Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, and like, enough.
You know what? I don't feel like watching Dune 2 now.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking about it, and now I'm like, yeah, no. You know,
I don't like Bob Dylan.
I know
Dylan.
It's been out for a while, but I saw the first one. It was interesting, visually stimulating. Sure, am I going to watch the second one? No, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I don't care.
Well, I'm not going to watch the Bob Dylan biopic.
Absolutely not.
This is next level straight up bitterness.
I love it.
I do too.
It's good. You know what? You and I have a kinship now because this is what happened with me years ago with Jim Belushi. Not because he threw a broom on the ice when the Hawks were ready to sweep the Red Wings in the playoffs, but. Yeah, it's a celebrity thing, too. Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you. And I'm sure people are sick of it with Detroit. There's Eminem. Great. You know, awesome. Jalen Rose. I'm sure the outside, they don't like our guys either. But it feels like the Knicks fans, they come out of the woodwork. Like, have you been here all season, or are you just here because you've got the money to buy the seats and what you want to be seen and continue to,
I think Spike,
showcase your brand?
Spike might be authentic.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
Yeah, he's been there. Yeah. But then all of a sudden these alumni come out, like all these former Knicks. I saw Jerome Williams was part of the alumni section. He played there for like a year.
The Junkyard Dog?
Yes.
The former Piston?
Yes.
Wait, was he a part of the alumni section when they were playing the Pistons?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was about to say. All right, straight ahead, a update from the Carson Anderson Crime Desk. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Gator. Lots from the Carson Anderson Crime Desk today. We start with French Quarter prison break on the run, day 14. Authorities in New Orleans believe they're closing in. Actually, the Louisiana authorities believe they're closing in. A quote from the Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert P. Hodges on the two finalists, Massey and Groves. We should have them in custody soon. The walls are closing in. Which is interesting because that would imply that they are not outside of Louisiana, if you have a Louisiana law enforcement official saying that.
Well, or they're the ones that are in charge of the investigation because it started there.
I guess. I don't know how that works.
Is it I'm not familiar with federal jurisdictions and things like that.
No, but they have also upped the reward from $20,000 per escapee to $50,000.
Well, they got two left.
Yep. So there's $100,000 worth of escapees still running around. So there is that.
Is that enough to turn you in?
2 weeks is a pretty good run. We talked about hold up or making a run for it. You were in favor of going to Florida and blending in with all the crazy. I think you have to thread the needle and find somebody that nobody expects you to be able to hole up with. And I was thinking about that on the drive home yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are there really weird stories about people on the outside, falling in love with people on the inside that they don't even really know.
Yeah.
That's your escape route, right? Is that person that falls in love with an inmate that nobody knows about. You're the one, but I guess would they
they'd have to know. I mean,
they'd have to track letters.
100%.
Yeah. God, I don't know how you hole up for that long because they know everybody you know.
Well, get down on the bayou.
Yeah, you could probably get some.
Well, where the gator are.
Yeah. Could be that. Anyway, they say they're closing in.
Shoot them, shoot them.
Did they make it through the weekend?
I think one does.
Okay. You think we'll have a winner come Monday? Yeah. Kang, do you think they make it through the weekend?
Oof. I do. One of them gets caught. The other one's still. So one out of two.
Okay. So what's crazy about this, the more I think about it, the more if somebody says we're closing in, I don't believe you. Why would you announce you're closing in on them if you're actually closing in on them?
Oh, you think this is like a tactic?
I think it's a tactic.
This way they try to make a move. They weren't going to make a move.
Yeah, they're trying to make a move.
Mm-hmm. Make a move.
We're closing in. Yep. We think we're going to have... Translation, we don't know where they are. We hope by saying we're about to capture them, we get them out moving again.
Or do you want to allay the concerns of those around? Hey, there's a...
Could be.
You know, murder on the loose.
Could be. Also from the crime desk today, from Evansville, Indiana. Police department officials say they arrested a woman Wednesday on burglary charges. According to a police report, officers were dispatched to a home on the 100 block of West North Street in reference to a woman who broke into a house. Officials say the homeowner told authorities she woke up and the suspect, later identified as Gabrielle Caldwell, was standing over him with a sharp-pointed metal object. He asked Caldwell to leave, but she refused. Officials say the homeowner ran away out the door. When she was found, she was in the house doing laundry. She broke into a house to do laundry.
Right.
She held the owner at knife point to do laundry.
I've got to get this blouse clean. Back off, big man.
So there's that.
Did she bring her own detergent?
I don't know. It's a good question. Your own fabric softener? Because some of it, you know, can irritate the skin.
Right. You got some dryer sheets?
Got to have your own.
I don't want static cling.
Yeah, you have to have your own fabric softener.
Yeah.
Yeah, she broke into a house to do laundry. When a roll of quarters could have got it done, instead, burglary.
And when you don't have a roll of quarters.
That's right. A Welsh farmer has been handed a 12-month suspended sentence after pleading guilty to stealing more than 70 sheep from a neighbor, citing financial stress.
I mean, that's pretty bold. Going with 70?
Yep.
Maybe you could sneak, you know, a handful of sheep. But when you're pulling 70 away from the neighbor, they're going to know.
And where does one hide 70 sheep?
Well, probably among your flock of sheep that you already have. Is it possible that he's got sheep and he just added to it because he needed to, so he's going to sell them?
You'd have to think that the volume of sheep one would have to own to be able to blend in 70 more and nobody notice.
And how do you keep quiet?
Shut up.
Come on, mate, shut up.
They're Welsh, they're not Australian, but whatever.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Polly, shut up. Polly, quiet. You're going to ruin. You're going to spoil it for all of us. I've given you a better life here. Please, stop.
After a public appeal, the individual's name was Dyfed Powys. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the town. Dyfed Powys police recovered most of the animals from the landowner, as well as an auction mart and a local abattoir, where the sheep were found without their identifying ear tags. Several more were given to another farmer to pay off a debt. I can't pay you back in money. Will you take sheep?
But they will. Different lifestyle out there, right?
Yep.
The fact he took 70 from his neighbor.
Yep.
And he's like, okay, so I'm going to take 70. I got to give 5 to this dude that I owe.
Oh, he's breaking it down for sure.
Yeah, right? I need to... the old lady wants some wool for sweaters. That's gonna be like another 30 right there. Okay, how am I gonna budget this? I need to ensure that we can maybe produce more sheep down the line. That's another 15.
Now we know why 70.
I need 70.
Yeah, he came up with 70.
And it's a round number, too. It wasn't like, get over here. He's like, okay, 2, 3, 4, 5, right. 6. That's 35. That's 36. That's 30, 69, 70. Here we go. That's it. Enough. I can't possibly take any more. I'm only taking 70. I could have taken more, but I took 70.
That's what he needed. 70 was the number.
Not living beyond his means. He learned his lesson.
He did the math, figured it out. Bam. How am I going to solve my financial problems? I've done the math. 70 sheep.
He was counting sheep for a different reason. He could sleep just fine, but when it gets to 70.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing he didn't fall asleep.
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm getting drowsy here.
The Welsh farmer convicted says he deeply regretted stealing the sheep and feels ashamed. Told the court the incident had put unbearable stress on his business and personal life.
Wow. Yep. So, the Welsh.
Yeah.
What do they got? Tom Jones and Catherine Zeta-Jones? Those
and Haggis?
Unrelated, by the way.
Do they have Haggis?
Haggis is Scottish, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Leeks? Or leeks Welsh?
I think leeks are universal.
I got to pay somebody back for the leeks I got from them? Here's five sheep.
I don't think I've ever heard of Welsh leeks.
I don't know, man.
Doug, will you say he was on the lam when he was trying to get away from authorities?
Well, he didn't run, but had he run, yes, he would have been.
His favorite performer is Ed Sheeran.
Okay, I'm like, come on. Come on, that's
what?
That's reaching, man. You should be sheepish about that one.
Oh, man. Bah. I don't buy it. And thus concludes the pun fun with sheep.
Yeah, we should probably stop. All right, straight ahead. Let's get to some Tiger stuff. Also, Gator, we got a bit of a quiz for you coming up at 12:20.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.